The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. So formally, welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. Lovely to see you all, to be with you virtually wherever on this planet you are, whether you're in Redwood City, like Bev, or like Catherine and Holly, you're in Australia, or Rangana from Sri Lanka, Susan from Santa Cruz, Kim from British Columbia, and Houston, and Amy from Hawaii. Anyone I missed? They say Houston in Honolulu. Yes. So I probably have missed a few. Liz from Ventura, California. Anyway, lots of folks from various places. So I'm just feeling the gladness of feeling connected with you all. So for the theme for tonight, for the offering for the guided meditation, the theme I wanted to present or talk a little bit about was the miracles of each moment. Miracles of each moment. And in fact, our being together in this format right now, the miracles of technology that we can sit together, coming together from various places from around the world, and connect virtually, connect in the space and practice together. So I will start the guided meditation as usual with some grounding with the breath, with the body to really settle. And especially this being Friday evening, afternoon, or Sunday or Saturday lunchtime in Australia, wherever you might be. It's kind of like, you know, the weekend vibe, Friday, Saturday. So I wanted to acknowledge that and really have a settling in with the body, with just really the calming, settling, nourishing with the body. You might be tired from a long week. And even if not physically tired, but the fatigue of the body sometimes comes from the worries or fatigue of the mind. And this is a time, if worry is visiting you, you're definitely not alone. And worry and lots of thoughts of what's going or what's happening in our world can take a toll on our bodies, to acknowledge that. So having a sense of refuge, and after the settling, the calming, the nourishing with the body and the breath, I wanted to open it up tonight also to sounds, to feel held spaciously, a sense of opening up, and then moving to the contemplation and the invitation for the, as I mentioned, the miracles of this moment, and meeting this moment, the miracles, with gladness, with a tender heart, with a tender and open heart. So that's the arc I'm hoping for tonight, and let's see what happens. So I like to invite you to become comfortable, to get comfortable in your seat, your chair, and I'm going to do some housekeeping on Zoom, turning off the audio for others right now. Great, here we go. So, great. So, if you need to move to get more cushions, if you need to lie down, as long as you don't feel comfortable, you don't fall asleep, as long as you're comfortable. If you need to shift, I'm shifting because I feel more comfortable on this chair, sitting cross-legged while leading a guided meditation. So arriving in this moment, arriving in this body. Landing in this body, in this moment. As if you were giving yourself a warm, nice hug, a loving, loving hug. In fact, I'm going to suggest you start by giving yourself a hug, just physically, feeling your own physicality. Hello, dear one. Hello. Hi. Just greeting yourself at your own door, at the door of your being, greeting yourself in the mirror. Hi, sweetie. It's been a long day, week, month. Hi. Hello, this body. And just feeling yourself, maybe getting a sense of your own physicality, maybe touching your arms, your trunk, your legs, as if you're greeting yourself and waking yourself up, maybe even your head, your neck, whatever feels, your face, as if greeting, as if welcoming. And touching is an act of recognition, of kindness, of care. And now this body that you have recognized and greeted, the physicality of it. Landing. And feeling your feet, touching the ground, or your legs if you're sitting cross-legged. Feeling the connections to the ground. And landing, letting the earth gravity of the earth through the contact point. Absorb any tiredness, any fatigue. As if the tiredness, the fatigue, the tension, anything that's extra, anything that's the least extra, letting it drip, melt. Melt and be drawn, be absorbed by the earth, letting go. Letting go as if you were sitting in a warm, soothing bath. Calming, soothing. Nurturing. Maybe a bath with Epsom salt so that the muscles of your body are really nurtured. really taken care of, if there's any fatigue, any tightness, any pain anywhere, imagine you're sitting in a bath right now. Ah, letting your body relax. Your body knows what to do. Trust it. It knows how to give up tension. You don't need to direct it. Simply conjure up whatever image is most relaxing for you. If a warm bath with healing salts isn't for you, conjure up something else. Maybe you're lying on the grass under a tree, watching the sky. Watching the clouds. Whatever image brings this felt sense, this felt memory of rest, of ease. Of the tension being offered up, melting. Whatever vision, image supports that for you, please bring it up in your mind's eye, in your body's felt sense. And with each breath, with each out breath, feel yourself more and more relaxed. In this setting that your body well knows. Let's take a few breaths together and just really settle, letting go of tension. With each out-breath, melting some more. Trusting your body knows how to relax and let go. With the skillful means of the relaxing memory, allowing each out-breath to let go of more tension, surprising you, even if you think you might be completely relaxed. Surprising yourself with the next out-breath, the more tension, maybe from your face, your forehead, your jaw. Maybe from your neck and shoulders, completely relaxing. Maybe from your chest. Your abdomen. Your back. Maybe from your arms, tension, tightness from your hands, melting away at the next out-breath. Maybe your sit bones, sinking in. No need to hold anything tightly. Maybe your upper legs and lower legs and feet. At the next out-breath, opening up, offering up more tension. Letting the body feel really heavy, relaxed, nourished from within by the ease, by the breath. You don't need to breathe yourself. The breath breathes itself. Simply noticing, appreciating. Entire dance of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath, the flow through your body to the pause between the in-breath and the out-breath, and the whole flow, the dance, the way the whole out-breath touches, caresses, embraces your body from the inside. Similar to the way you greeted, you embraced, you touched your own body at the beginning of this practice, as you were invited to. Now feeling the breath. In breath and out breath. As if a gentle dance, as if an inner massage. Connecting with the entire breath. The breath too delicious to be ignored. To be left for a thought or a plan or a memory. The breath too intriguing, too interesting to be forsaken. The miracle of this breath in this moment. Every part of the breath. Beginning, middle, end of the in-breath. The pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. The beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath and the pause between the out-breath and the in-breath. Inviting each different and distinct part of the breath to greet you internally, caress you, calm you, as if a symphony, as if the sweetest melody, noticing each part of the breath. Not just noticing, but greeting, welcoming with a smile. As the breath nourishes you. As you're being breathed, each and every moment, opening up your senses. the sense of touch sensations throughout the body. Proprioception, noticing the sensations of your body from inside, from within, with the movement of the breath. And expanding your sense of perception to the sensations on your skin. Touching, as you're touching the contact points between your hands, your legs, your sit bones. And also the contact points between the air and your body. Maybe feeling the rush of air at your nostrils, just above your lip. Or the sensations of coolness and warmth anywhere on your skin. Letting the sense of your awareness expand, not just internally. Still feeling the movement of the breath, caressing internally. As well as externally, your skin. And now opening further to the sounds, your spacious awareness evoked in this moment. The sounds in the room. The sound of my voice. Expansive, spacious. Internal and external. Now, I invite you to choose whatever attracts your attention, either the inner sensations of the breath or the sense of hearing of sounds or the sensations on your body through your skin, something that's arising. Sense of awe and wonder for you in this moment. Maybe it's the sense of amazement of this body being alive, sitting and breathing on its own. or the myriad sensations that are amazingly felt on your skin. Coolness, warmth, airflow, contact. Amazing sensations coming and going on their own, like a miraculous show, just offered to you in this human body. Or maybe the miracle of sounds, hearing, simply receiving the sound waves. Whatever miracle in this moment attracts your attention, let the sense of wonder, amazement, bring a sense of gladness, awe, maybe a smile. So many miracles every moment. The miracle of consciousness being aware in this body. Miracle of being aware of whatever it is you're aware of. To be conscious, to be able to cognize. It's amazing, it's beautiful, it's miraculous that anything exists at all. That you exist at all. That this moment, this is happening. And this miracle of our togetherness in this format, wherever you are in the world, whatever city or country, our togetherness technologically is a miracle too. Allowing a sense of wonder. Letting our appreciation of so many ordinary miracles in this life not be forgotten, but to be celebrated. Appreciated, known, letting your heart expand in gladness, in happiness. For everything that still is going right. All the miracles that are happening every moment. Otherwise, we could only celebrate what's challenging, what's difficult. And now, I invite you, if you wish, you don't have to. The invitation, if you wish to accept it, is to consider what is challenging in the world and in your life. Perhaps something that is difficult. The miracle of that too. If you take the invitation, maybe it will reveal itself to you, but don't push it. Don't try to force yourself if it doesn't reveal itself. See if it is possible to see the amazing, the amazement. The wonder. The miracle, perhaps even the gift. Of what is considered to be challenging from a given perspective. And for the last moment of this sit, I'd like to invite you to appreciate with gladness the miracle of you having tried, having sat, miracle of your intention without attachment to outcome. Even if your mind was visited by many thoughts, distracted, sleepy, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Appreciating, bowing to yourself in your heart for having tried, having attempted. Thank you all. So, would love to hear maybe your reflections on chat, or if you like to unmute yourself and share a word or two about how are you right now? What's coming up for you in this very moment? What's coming up for me right now is I'm feeling much more settled, spacious than before leading the guided meditation, and much more open to the miracle that this life is. So there's more I can say, but I'd like to hear from you. Restful. Erica says restful. Beautiful. Any other reflections?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel less captured by my sense of a small self.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you, Susan. Less captured by the sense of your small self. Beautiful. Beverly, deeply settling. Thank you.
I feel more compassion for my situation and like I'm more in touch with the reality of it.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you for that. I think that was Holly, right? Yes. More compassion for your own situation that you're in, more in touch with it. And holding it with much more compassion. Beautiful. Midori.
Yes. I feel roomier inside my torso.
I love that. Roomier inside. Yeah. That could be a double entendre. Roomier with more room, or Rumi, the poet, roomier inside. I love it. Any other reflections you'd like to share? Great. Great. So this is the time that we have the option to have some interaction practice, some interactive exercise, interactive practice of deep listening. And I like to give you the option tonight, whether to stay in a large group or have the interactive practice in small breakout groups and coming back to the big group. And I'm going to run a poll. I did this last time, and I let you guys decide. I'm launching a poll. You can decide if you want breakout groups of size 3 or to interact, to connect before coming back, or large groups, or you have no preference. So I'll wait for a moment for folks to put in their votes. 70% of you have voted, now 75%. And I'll take another moment. Okay. All right. So it seems like the large group is winning tonight by 53%. No preference is 33%. Breakout groups is 13%. So this is the results of the poll. Ta-ta! So we're going to stay in the large group tonight. But that means that I did share the results, didn't I? Oh, here we go. You can see the results. So staying in large group Q&A, that means there needs to be some Q&A. So some questions, so that there could be some comments or answers. So Yeah, I would love to hear from you. More reflections about what came up for you, if you want to take a little more time about this practice period, or if you like to ask specific questions. Everything is welcome. Complaints. Also from YouTube, which is delayed, feeling relaxed is a reflection that is coming up by Rangana. Thank you, Rangana. So especially those of you who voted for staying in this large format, take it away. You can raise your hand or just unmute yourself. I may not see everyone on the screen. That's sweet. I like this from Holly. I feel so much warmth when people's pets come into the screen. Yes, me too. It's really sweet to see the sweet little kitty. Yeah. So this is your time, folks. Questions, reflections, complaints about anything about your practice.
Nikki, I'll dive in and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity to not just be listening to you on Audio Dharma, but to be in the same space, which is incredible. And I already feel a little sad because one day this will come to an end and I'll be back to Audio Dharma and I won't have this opportunity to sit with this Sangha. And what I really appreciate about this opportunity is there's a particular intentionality that I think, you know, I certainly feel. I'm 2 hours north of Sydney and I'm meditating with groups in Melbourne and, you know, IMC, and I've been fortunate to be able to join Zoom groups with Andrea and also sitting in on the YouTube sessions that Gil does in the evening, which then I get at lunchtime. And it's just, I've been meditating for 16 years and normally I'm by myself because I live in a rural area. And it is just such a blessing to be able to join with others and experience that intentionality. So I really, really appreciate it. And it's just, you know, I thought I'd have to one day get to Redwood City to meet you all. And of course, you know, here you are in my bedroom, which is really, really great. So while I've got this opportunity to, be with the Sangha, I care for my mother with Parkinson's disease and I have to work with a lot of resentment. You know, so my heart is very good after, you know, my meditation practice stands me in very good stead, but I can just shrink back like an elastic band so quickly with resentment. And it's an odd fear. It's a funny feeling. I don't really quite have my head around it, but I'm just wondering if there's any comments. What is going on with resentment? And, you know, I acknowledge it and that's there and, you know, that is the gift, as you say, that is the opportunity. But it's a really quite a, if I could wave a magic wand and remove something from my life, it would be the feeling of resentment. So in lieu of that, I'm wondering if anyone can offer any thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine. So wonderful that you're here joining the Sangha from Australia. Well, you are the Sangha. You know, you're not here. You are the Sangha wherever you are. And regarding the first piece that you shared about the opportunity and the sadness of this coming to an end, we are actually talking about ways that some of the programs could continue to support our international Sangha, because we know that Audio Dharma has an international following and it's not just Redwood City. So we are thinking of ways. So that's the good news there. And regarding what you shared, that you do care for your mother who has Parkinson's, and that's very challenging. It is challenging to be a caretaker, and the sense of resentment that comes up, and you know, the sense of resentment is part of human emotions. If you know, one of us here in the Zoom room hasn't had it before, we'll have it at some point. You know, it's part of our, it comes up when the conditions are right, when the causes and conditions are in place, resentment arises. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, you're not defective. It's just born of causes and conditions that make it arise. So in a way to see it as an emotion that's arising, that again is born of causes and conditions, makes it less feel personal. So that there is no self-flagellation on top of the resentment. And then in a moment, I'll talk more about working with it itself, or the resentment itself. But it is important not to add more insult to the injury already. Resentment is painful enough. It's hard enough to have resentment in the heart visiting. It's but adding, oh, why am I resentful? I must be a terrible daughter. You didn't say any of those. But having been in situations myself, right, they could... So it would be helpful to see that, and it's just resentment arising out of causes and conditions of my life and everything else. So that can soften it already a little bit, can soften the resentment just a little bit. So there's not another layer on top of it holding it down. The other aspect of resentment, there's so many without going through more interactive dialogue. There could be different things under the resentment, lots of different things under resentment. Sometimes it can be a sense of not being able to care for yourself. There might be a resentment of I don't know exactly what the various conditions are, If it is, and you're welcome to say more or not. I don't want to put you on the spot. So don't feel, you know, you don't have to share more if you don't want to. But if I'm on the wrong track, if I'm the wrong track, you can say more and correct me, Catherine, bring me to. What I want to say is, in terms of especially caretaking, sometimes resentment comes up because we are not taking care of ourselves enough, and taking care of ourselves first, I would say, which is really, really hard. And that can bring up a sense of resentment. So as a caretaker, I really encourage you, advise you, if there are ways that you can care for yourself, really take care of your own heart, your own body, your own needs, so that you're more available to care for your mother. And the care can come from a place of appreciation and love and devotion and learning and all the beauty that can be in caretaking, and not feel bad about taking care of yourself, not feel bad about doing what you need to do to take care of yourself. I'm sure there is a lot more there, but this is what the little I can offer right now without this being a private one-on-one where you can divulge more personal information. Is that okay for now?
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Yeah, thank you so much for the question. Yeah. So I wanted to ask. I thank you. Actually, Amy is responding to the question that I was just about to ask. So looking at our difficulties as a miracle was helpful. I'm wondering how to work with it. Is a suggestion to recall my current pains, challenges, and paired with a compassionate inner voice? And this too is a miracle to see if it will soften. So I really appreciate the question. And also the acknowledgement that looking at your difficulty as a miracle was helpful in this guided meditation. So what I would say, though, not so much recalling as a practice to bring up something from the past and pair it with a compassionate inner voice. To see if it would soften. Because that can backfire. So what I'm let me distinguish what I'm suggesting, what I'm recommending, and what I'm recommending against. So what I recommend against would be, and maybe this is not exactly what you meant in your question, Amy, but what I recommend against is really trying hard to make a challenge appear as good or miracle. It's as if pushing it, like, oh, this thing is really hard, but can I look at it as a miracle? Okay, come on, it's a miracle, really. So if you try to should yourself, it becomes painful. It becomes spiritual bypass. And however, if it's an invitation, if it's really invitational, such that you bring it up to your mind, like, huh, can I see this as a miracle? And the answer in that moment might be, hell no. Like, okay, fine. It's done. Don't push it. But after the invitation, if the answer comes, actually, yeah, it's expansive. It's beautiful. I can see how this is amazing that this is happening. Ah, then that is how I would recommend the practice. I hope that answered your question, Amy. And you're welcome to unmute yourself if you wish or type in the chat. Okay, thanks. Yes, you're welcome. Beautiful. Great. So in the last moment that is left, I wanted to actually share an image with you. Let's see if I can do this. So one of the inspirations for this guided meditation tonight was, let's see here if I can do this, was a friend of mine, a Zen teacher. Last week, I saw this on his wall when I was having a Zoom meeting with him. You see this painting. And I asked him, let me see if there's... I asked him what that was, and he explained it to me. And this is the work of... Actually, here's another one. I'll put this one up, which is quite beautiful. And the author, the artist, is a Zen artist, and the name of these series of pieces, the empty circle, the empty circle, with multiple colors or with one color. The names that he gives these series is the miracles of each moment. I believe that's the name. Let me just make sure I'm not giving you wrong information. Yes, and his name is Kazuki Tanahashi, and he does calligraphy. And the name of these series is Miracles of Each Moment. So I've been sitting with the miracles of each moment in my own practice, inspired by this image, by these images, by this sense, by this beautiful artist. So I wanted to offer that to you tonight, and to also thank him and give him credit for this inspiration. So may you be well, may you be safe, may you be happy, and may your hearts and minds be filled with the miracles of each and every moment. Thank you so much for joining Happy Hour. Take good care. Bye.